This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Palestinian prime minister has submitted the government's resignation, a move that could open doors to reform. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohamed Shtayyeh has said his government will step down. The resignation comes as a sign that the Western-backed government is open to accept a shake-up that could revitalize the Palestinian Authority. The U.S. wants a reformed Palestinian Authority to rule over Gaza after Israel's offensive in the enclave ends. Speaking at a televised cabinet meeting in Ramallah in the West Bank, Shtayyeh said, "The next stage in its challenges require new governmental and political arrangements that take into account the new reality in the Gaza Strip. If Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas accepts the resignation, he's then expected to choose Mohamed Mustafa, the chairman of the Palestine Investment Fund, as the next prime minister. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hundreds of people rallied outside Israel's Supreme Court in Jerusalem on Monday as the court began to hear arguments that would force ultra-Orthodox Jewish men to serve in the Israeli army. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
The protest against military exemptions for ultra-Orthodox men in Israel comes as the military's manpower is strained by the nearly five-month-long war in Gaza. Iliad Shiraga, chairman of the Movement for Quality Government in Israel, was among the protesters.
We are seeking for equality in burden of military service. We do think that every citizen got the duty to serve in the army.
While military service is mandatory for Jewish males, politically powerful groups of ultra-Orthodox Jews have obtained exemptions for members of their communities that would allow its men to study full-time in religious seminaries. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.